we're doing the 11th midah, ha'chasis, right? Chesed la'avram. So the last midah we did last week was titen emes li'akov, the emes. And we explained how emes, even though it doesn't sound like one of the midah, one of the midahs of rachamim, but the emes is that emes is one of the midahs of rachamim, because that's where a person achieves the true, what he deserves. A person gets exactly the amount he needs, and Hashem protects him from what he doesn't need, and the balance is exactly the emes. And we explained that it's not always good to have unbounded chesed. Unbounded chesed is not good because we need to earn our keep. And if Hashem would run the world without din, with no din, no mishpat, then it wouldn't be good. However, there is a midah of chesed le'avram. There is a midah where Kadosh Baruch Hu gives unbounded chesed. As a matter of fact, I heard from Rabbi Tzel Solomon once. He said, how come we say, in the Slichas, we say, Kirachim of Albanim. We ask Hashem, you should have mercy on us like a father has mercy on his son. Why don't we say, Kirachim Aim Albanim? A mother has more mercy on her son than the father.
Well, that's the difference between the two bits, right, the two bits,
but at the end of the day, who has more rachmanis? The mother. So she would say, Kirachim Aim Albanim, not Kirachim of Albanim. So Matisseo says, we don't want the rachmanis of an aim. It's too much. He said, the rachmanis of aim is unbounded rachmanis with no gvul. And that rachmanis would override the purpose of the bria. The most we can ask for is rachim of albanim, because there's a sense of din as well. That was Matisseo's part. So, I mean, I don't think most of us would mind, honestly. But the lamaisa, the proper way is krachim av albanim. However, there is a midah of chesed le'avram. And now all of a sudden, after that whole shtickle that we explained, it's not good to have unbounded chesed, and you need to have din, and you need to have mishpat, you need to have emes. All of a sudden, the next midah, chesed le'avram. What's that? Unbounded chesed. So what's going on over here? Now all of a sudden, we do want unbounded chesed. Chesed le'Avram, do the chesed that Avram Avinu would
do. If we do like Avram, then we catch.
So the answer is like this. Hashem has a certain amount of unbounded chesed. But you know to whom? To the people that behave with other people with unbounded chesed. So therefore now, you getting that unbounded chesed is now an emes. Now it's emes for you. It's din, it's mishpat, that you should get unbounded chesed, because since you behave with unbounded chesed, so now Hashem is allowed al pi mishpat to give you unbounded chesed, because now this is the way, because this is the way you act to other people. So therefore, this is the chesed l'Avram, unbelievable thing he says. He says, "Heim hamisnaigim ba'olam lifnim mishuras hadin k'Avram Avinu." There are people that act in this world lifnim mishuras hadin. They go beyond the letter of the law. Beyond the letter of the law is not within the law. Till now, we were talking about emes. Emes and mishpat. Within the guidelines, we could say it's emesdik. It's mishpat that you should give in. I'll give you an example. There's one guy who was kvetching to me that he won in the dintoyah. He won a dintoyah, but he can't get... He won $150,000 in a dintoyah.
He won?
He won $150,000 in a dintoyah.
I'd like to leave this day on me. Okay.
Why?
They're going to want some good money.
Yeah. Okay. So he won $150,000. But he said, the guy's only paying me off $10,000 a month. This is crazy. If I would be in court, I would have all the money by now.
Really? That's what he thinks?
So what's the pshat? The guy can't afford more than that. Okay? So in the mishpat, he's awarded the money. But the mishpat takes into account that he can't afford to pay it now, and therefore he pays it, but he pays it when he can, $10,000 a month for 15 months. But that's in din. That's all in din. Because our din incorporates a certain amount of chesed in tzedakah, in the din. That's the din. What's lefnim mishuras hadin? Lefnim mishuras hadin. The guy says, I'm moichel, you don't have to pay me. That's no shaykhis to the din. the lefnim meshuras adin is beyond, it's not within the confines of din. I'm putting in rachmanas, I'm putting mishpat in the din. Lefnim meshuras adin, he's pushing off the din. People owe him stuff. You know what? It's okay. Now, nowadays in our society, no one likes to do this. Everyone wants to just be the winner. No one wants to give in. If you give in, you're a wimp. Right? And here, by us, if you give in, you're the gibor. Ezu a gibor kovish is it, sorry. Right? So he says here, if a person is willing to go with nim mishuras adin, so gama kodesh baruch hu misnahegi mohem lefnim mishuras adin. So Hashem will now push off the din, and he'll act with you lefnim mishuras adin, beyond the din. This is a big chiddush. Einoi ma'amid imoyim adin al tokpoi. He's mevater on the din. Af loy b'derech ha-yosher. And he doesn't even act with yosher. Ela nichnas imoyim lefnim min ha-yosher. Kimoy shehim misnahegi. And we said before that you're not allowed to push off the din. This is not called pushing off the din because this you deserve to be treated this way. V'hainu, and this is the midah of chesed le'avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnayig b'midas chesed. Im oisam, Hashem acts with chesed with those people, shehim kimoy avram b'hanagasam, that they act with other people this way. Gam ha'adam, so too, im ha'yoyiz shehim kol adam, yeh misnayig b'tzedek b'yosher. Over mishpat, with most people, look, you can't expect somebody to act with everybody. Lefnim mishuras adin, you can't expect that. But you could expect him with certain people to go beyond the letter of the law. In toivim v'hachasidim tiyahanagosoi lefnim mishuras adin, with those people that are toivim chasidim, his family, good people, that you can expect him to go with nimishuras adin. V'im l'shar adam hayasavlan k'tzas, and if for some people he's a little bit of a savlan le'elu, for these people yoiser v'yoiser, he'll do more. V'irachem aleim likonis imoyim with nimishuras adin, he'll go even further than the din. Shul misnayi v'im shar adam v'tzarech shu elu chashuvim l'fonav me'oid me'oid, you have to be very important and chaviv to him. V'im yu manshei chavrosa. So as long as you have this group of people, now this is a little bit of a chiddush because you could have said that he should act with nimur shara sadin with everybody, but he says not like that. He says even if you act with nimur shara sadin only with a select few, with select people, still Hashem will treat you with nimur shara sadin. Okay, this is I have a question. Where did we find that Avram Avinu his chesed was lefnim mishuras adin? Maybe his chesed was the din itself. You have to do chesed. Where do we find this midah in Avram Avinu? The answer is as follows.
By the bris.
Ah, Malachi. Been meant the Malachi.
And even went down from 50 to 40. Right. To whatever.
Okay. All the way down. So some people are saying Sidoim, that he wanted, that they didn't deserve to be saved. And he kept on saying, save them, right? What else was someone else said? What do you mean by that?
Well, it's like he was sick and he found these, he went out to the heat of the desert to find these
Malachim, exactly. Yeah. So I'll tell you the altar from Slobodka's part. The altar from Slobodka says, he has a question, why when Avram Avinu was trying to find a kala for his, and what was his simon that he gave Eliezer? I want you to go to the place, have a lot of camels, and wait for the girl to say, I want to feed you and the camels. Why do you have to do it that way? Why can't it just be that you ask someone, I need water, and whoever gives it to you? What's this trick? You shouldn't ask, and they should offer you, and they shouldn't just offer you, they should offer the camels. So he says like this. He says there's two types of chesed. One type of chesed is when someone needs something, you give them chesed. You give them what they need. Where does that midah come from? You want to make sure they have what they need. Fine. But then there's another type of chesed. You know why you're giving? Because you want to give, not because they need it. Maybe they don't even need it, but you want to give. The midah of Avram Avinu was that he wanted to give even if nobody needed it. he had a midah of chesed, which is lefnim meshuras adin. It's way beyond what anyone else's chesed would be. The din of chesed would be, look, someone needs something, you give it to them. But the lefnim meshuras adin of chesed is, even if nobody needs it, but you want to give because it's your midah to give. Avram Avinu, there was no guests outside. So he was potter from chesed. He didn't have to do chesed. He went and looked for chesed. You're looking for chesed. That's lefnim meshuras adin. It's beyond the regular expectation of chesed. That lefnim meshuras adin of chesed, that Hashem sees, and then I act with you lefnim meshuras adin. Where did Avram Avinu get this midah from? The altar from Sabbatra says, from Hashem himself. Hashem created the world for chesed. Olam chesed yibanim. I have a question. If there's no people created, no one would need anything. If no one needs anything, you don't have to give it to them. Obviously, Hashem's chesed is not because people need something. Hashem's chesed is because he wants to give, because he wants to give. And therefore, Avram Avinu, who's emulating Hashem, he wanted to give for the sake of giving, even though no one needed it, right? So he was looking for malachim. He was looking for a way to give chesed. So he says, if you want to marry into the family of Avram Avinu, then you have to have that midah. If the person asks you for water, so then you give them water. That's not necessarily your midah of chesed. That's just giving them what they need. But I want to see, do you have a midah that you want to give, even if they don't need it? They're not even asking you. That's the chesed of Avram. That's the lefnim meshuras adin of Avram. That's the higher level of chesed, which is like Hashem's chesed. So therefore, if we act in that way, like Avram Avinu, that you go lefnim meshuras adin, and you go give people unbounded chesed, then Hashem says, now it's the MS, it's the mishpat that I give you chesed as well. So it's not out of the realm, it's not out of the guidelines of what we spoke earlier. And therefore he's allowed to give you this type of chesed because now this chesed is din, because now you deserve it. You earned to be treated in this way. So now it's okay. Now it's not out of the bounds of chesed. That's the chiddush of Tamar Dvarim. That even though we ask, take an MS, Yaakov, we want the MS. But there's an MS, which is to give chesed. You know, it says that by Rachav HaZoyna, right? She, Rachav HaZoyna, was the one that, you know, she, Yeshua and the two spies stayed in her house. And she said, you know, what will you give me in return? So they said, what we'll give you in return is, we'll give you chesed ve'emes. We'll save you and your family. So the Vilna Gaon says, what's the chesed and the emes? So he said, this that we save you is not a chesed. This that we save you is emes. We have to save you because you saved us. So that's the emes. This that we save your family, that's chesed. That's extra. So he said that the emes is sometimes giving a chesed that the person earns is emes, right? Giving chesed to someone that deserves the chesed is emes, right? That's emes. So therefore, titein emes Yaakov, but chesed l'Avram. It's not a stira. Because the chesed is, if you do chesed, then I have to give you back chesed. So therefore, Hashem said, this is the midah that we want, that if we do chesed to other people, Hashem treat us that way as well.
There's another lifting of your second. With Avram and Lloyd.
Right.
So Avram was very wealthy and everything, he had the place. And then he took in Lot, and Lot became rich.
Right. And let Lot take the...
And instead of Avram saying, well, I don't have to move from here, I've got first rights.
Right.
You go somewhere. No, Avram was willing to go and give up his place in my name, Basmila, being soil, Basmila.
Yeah, right. So I want to just share with everybody one vart. That we have Rabbi Valensky here in the room. Rabbi Valensky, like we've said, his grandfather was Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian. So I saw Vort this Shabbos in the Lev Eliyahu. It's a Mavel al Arayin, this Vort. Tell me if you know the Vort. I'm sure you do. The Pasuk says, it's very, very important for Yom Nerah in this Vort. The Pasuk says that when a person will hear all the curses in Parshas Nitzavim and Kitavo, he's okay, I'm okay. Nothing's going to happen to me. I'll do what I want and nothing's going to happen to me. What happens? Hashem is not going to forgive this guy. Oy, 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 to this guy. So Rav Eliyahu Lapian asked that the pasuk is very strange. Hashem is not willing to forgive him. Guess what? He never asked for forgiveness. Why would you think Hashem? It's like if a guy does tshuva and Hashem says, I'm not accepting your tshuva, fine. But this guy didn't ask for slicha. He says the opposite. He says, I'm going to do whatever I want. And then it says, oh, but lo yoveh Hashem slach, Hashem doesn't forgive him. Who asks for forgiveness? Right? It's like a guy knocks on your door. He says, I'm not giving you tzedakah. I'm not here for tzedakah. I was coming here to borrow a cup of sugar, you know, whatever. So, you know, like, what? Oh, no, I'm not accepting it. I'm not accepting your slicha. I never asked your slicha. So Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian says, very important. He says, you know what's going on? There's all these curses going on. And everyone's getting inspired to do tshuva. So this guy also did tshuva. This guy also said, like everybody else around him, I'm following the trend. I'm going to do this better. I'm going to do that better. But you know, that's what he was saying in his mouth. But you know what he was saying in his lave? He's barech bilvavoy. In his lave, he was saying, shalom yeli, ki b'shus li b'yelech. Deep down, he didn't really think it was going to happen to him. Really deep down, he knew he was fine. Yeah, I'm really okay. Look, everyone around me, there's peer pressure. Everyone around me is, you know, doing this tshuva thing, so I'm going to do it also. But deep down, he's barech bilvavoy. That's why it says bilvavoy, he was okay. In his mouth, he was doing tshuva. But in his lave, he didn't think it was real. So therefore, lo yoveh Hashem slach lo. This tshuva, Hashem doesn't accept that. That's what it's saying. This guy talked all the talk. He just didn't walk the walk. He was saying he's doing tshuva, but he really didn't think that he didn't really feel it inside the meat. So that's not acceptable. Lo yoveh Hashem slach lo. That's what Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian says. Unbelievable pshat. Yeah. But he makes in the psukim a whole shakalatari over here that doesn't exist in the pasuk. It's unbelievable pshat. Because otherwise, what's the hemshech in the pasuk? Anyway, I wanted to share that with you. Okay, but anyway, everyone in Mitzvah Shem, we should have a ksiva, a chasima toiva, a good kebetch, dior, shana tova, misuka. Hashem should answer kol mishalos libechem latoiva. Hashem should answer all of our prayers, and everything should go well in the coming year. We should only see brachas and simchas and yeshuas and nechamas and to everyone and God's klaisal. Before to all God's clients, so Bezos Hashem, and this chus of everyone's continue growing and shtaging and doing more Torah and Chesed. We should continue together, grow and see Mashiach.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.